Well, it's good to see you, and you, you've been around when we've done these things. You know what this is all about, and you see the kids come down in the spring, and you've got a good idea of what happens here.
Yeah, I mean, anything we can do to, you know, kind of brighten days, I think, you know, we want to do. I mean, this has been a partnership for, you know, since I've been here and long before, so definitely something that I think is great.
And congratulations, two in order, I believe.
Yeah, thank you.
Give an announcement. Well, you announced it last week, was it?
Yeah.
Expecting?
Yeah.
Congrats.
In November. So.
In November.
Yeah. Okay, well, see, after the playoffs, after the World Series.
And that's when that's when you start to realize it's really not about you anymore.
No.
You know?
And
we've done these before. And I remember when I had my boy and we first kind of had these telethons, you now know what it's like when you're seeing these little kids. You know, it puts into perspective. Now, they had the last weekend with the kids running around the field. And you were able to sign some autographs and just sort of cheer these kids up for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely am learning to talk to kids more because I know.
You better.
Yeah, exactly. I would just say, you know, whatever, hey, how are you or something. But now I try and have conversations and whatnot just to learn how to talk to them.
You know, when you see these Jimmy Fund kids coming by, is it – I mean, I know there's – I mean, I was out there this morning. There's kids everywhere. Like, I've never been here where there hasn't been some sort of camp or something going on where the kids were out on the field. But when you know it's like a Jimmy Fund kid, you know, coming to spend, you know, a day just to see things, it's got to mean a little bit more, right?
Definitely. I mean, you just because you don't, you know, we're on the outside. We don't necessarily know, you know, what they have going on and whatnot. So, you know, while they're here, we try and make the I try and make the best of it. You know, have a small conversation with them, just see how their day's going. And I think those simple things go a long way.
You've had any weird requests from any of them? Because they could, can I have your hat? Can I have your shoe?
Phone number.
Hey, can you hit me a home run? No, I want you to hit me just a triple. I don't want a home run. I want a triple. See, I would ask for a triple.
No, nothing too strange. I think I went to the hospital one time and he asked me to listen to him play the guitar. So that was one of the, not strange, but, you know, more cool things that an ask has been. Asked of me for sure.
Nobody asked you to hit for the cycle or anything like that?
No, nobody's asked that. I don't think that'd be kind of tough to do if they asked for that.
Well, you got to do it twice. That's now you're real difficult, right?
Let's talk a little baseball. Last 2 years, you guys have won 93 games in each one of the seasons, but this year seems to be different. Am I correct? Is it different? And if it's different, why is it different?
I just feel like the process we're going about playing the games you know, I think that's different. You know, we are able to shed out what we did yesterday and not worry about tomorrow and just focus on today. It seems like every day we have a new challenge, a new task, and I think we just kind of focus on that and, you know, kind of complete the task as they come.
You know, another thing that's different, too, is JD, you know, having that man here. I've heard some stories about him in the cage and just talking, hitting with you guys. And I'm sure he's kind of going back and forth with you. How has he impacted you this year, maybe differently than in the past? Open your eyes to something maybe you weren't seeing before.
You know, a lot of it is kind of some mechanical things, you know, that I've made some small tweaks and whatnot. And then, you know, just the how pitchers are different, how you have to attack different pitchers. I mean, you have to stick to your plan, and this is how you're going to be successful. You know, you try and go up there and cover the whole thing, then, you know, that's when – you know, you make a lot more mistakes or you fail a lot more. So I think when he kind of has me or all of us kind of zero in on a plan, you know, with Timmy Hires and Andy Barquette too, you know, they've done a great job and kind of just all putting together this plan to go attack.
So how do you balance early in the year? I know it's a lot of like bad takes, right? You're talking about last year and Alex has talked about just taking strikes down the middle for no reason. And you're going to get away from that. And you're going to be that leadoff guy and set that tone. And you can do that for a while, but then pitchers catch on.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you sort of balance? Okay. I know I want to be aggressive, but they know that I'm going to be aggressive as well.
It's kind of tough. I think I'm in that battle, you know, now. Yeah, I think something I don't want to say struggle with, but think about a lot.
Think too much?
Yeah. You know, going up there and, you know, it's just one of those things where you have to understand that, you know, I swing at good pitches. So I think I kind of try and keep that in my mind versus, oh, I want to swing right here or I want to take right here because, you know, you go up there, swing right here, then, you know, you swing at something in the dirt, now you're 0-1 versus 1-0. And that's you know, that could change that bat for sure.
You know, Mookie, just random question. What's the significance of the bat and the ball?
Well, it happened in spring training. There was a kid, I signed a ball for him, and he gave me the necklace, and I didn't know what to do with it. It was right before a game, And so I'm like, well, I don't know what to do with this necklace. I don't want to put it in my pocket. So I just threw it on. And I kind of forgot it was on. And, you know, people said they liked it. Teammates actually said that they liked it, and so I just kept it on.
You hit like four home runs in that game, and then now it's like a
no. In spring training, I had like two hits. Yeah, so yeah. It was just one of those things where I just kind of kept it because it looked good.
Yeah. So,
so it's not a good luck thing.
Yeah, it's not like a good luck charm.
It could be. Yeah. I know it didn't work for spring training, but it worked for the season, and okay. That's okay.
Spring training doesn't count.
Speaking of that, yeah. I know. I don't know if it's personal or not for you, but what is it? What do you do in the dirt? When before you come up to the plate, as you enter that circle,
My grandma. So I just write her initials in there. So you know, she's a proud supporter, and you know, when she was living, and you know, she was just the greatest. So you know, I always write her initials in the dirt.
So when you found out that Chris Sale was going back on the DL for the second time, what were your thoughts?
You know, it was kind of like, oh boy, you know, what's going on? I want to make sure he's okay. You know. Obviously, he's our horse, you know, kind of when he goes out, you know, we can probably get a W that day. But, you know, his health is the most important thing. But I think we've done a good job. You know, we have a good team and we can win with anybody on the hill. I think we've showed that. But just getting him back healthy is, I think, the most important thing. All the way healthy, should I say. And but we got a good team and we're fine.
Do you think there's a different attitude? You were just talking about how different it was, but even with yourself, somebody asked you a question about the Indians, the Indian series. You kind of pushed aside the Indians and said, well, we're damn good. Mm-hmm. We're a good team. I almost get the feeling there's a lot more confidence. You've got the playoffs coming up, and you guys look like you're in the playoffs. The last 2 years did not go so well. Why will that make it different? Do you think there's a different feeling in that clubhouse than you felt the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think there's definitely more confidence. In ourselves, you know, as along with, you know, with everybody, should I say. I think that's just the most important thing. You know, I think, you know, obviously the fans and everybody, media has confidence in us as well. I think,
don't be too certain of that, though.
I feel like they do. It seems like when we lose a game, you know, guys are like, oh, well, what happened today? So it's like, you know, I think when we step on the field, we're expected to win. I think we expect it of ourselves. So when we go out there, I think we keep that in mind. And even yesterday, you know, we lost, but, you know, we had a chance to come back and win that game. So, you know, if we have that chance every day, I mean, you can't ask for anything more.
You've had a couple different managers now in your career. I'm just curious, Alex Cora, because I've always felt, regardless of what the name is, position players, I always felt like kind of related better as managers and maybe a pitching coach. Do you notice a difference with how he's related to your team and the difference he's made in that locker room?
I think it's a little different with the position players. I know, you know, he's kind of been through what we go through each and every day. You know, the days, day in and day outs of, you know, small injuries and just being tired and all those type of things. So he does a really good job of kind of managing our rest and all those type of things. There's not a lot of personalities, really, and it seems like in the locker room, everybody just kind of, you know, goes about and does our work. We all love each other and make sure everybody's okay. So I think he does a good job in just making sure everybody's, you know, rested and ready to go.
So, you know, we mentioned, you know, just the feel-good vibes coming out of the clubhouse, right? So who's the loudest? Who's the loudest, most boisterous person in the locker room?
It's quiet locker room.
It can't be quiet. Not with that group.
It's not. Man, I would have to say the loudest would have to be Joe Kelly is one of the louder guys. Eduardo Nunez is one of the louder
okay.
guys.
Okay, so he comes in and everybody knows he's there.
Oh.
different scenario?
It's a little – it depends on what the scenario is. But if you go just day in and day out, those are kind of the loudest guys. Once everybody gets going and talking to each other, those are the guys that are more loud than others.
So I don't know if you realize or not, but, you know, the conversation sometimes you have on radio. Say when Pedroia goes down. Why don't you just take Mookie and put him back to second base? And he's not going to second base. He's an outfielder. Then one game – you're sitting there. I don't know. Cora, I think that was the game Cora got ejected, yeah. Right? So you're talking to Renicky. I mean, next thing I know, you're at second base. So, of course, now we get the calls. You said he'd never play second. Now he's playing second base. So what? Talk me through that thing. Because I know you take ground balls.
Yeah.
But were you shocked when Rags actually looked at you and said, okay, go ahead?
Well, it didn't play out that way. Because I think Kinsler, when Kinsler went down,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, man, I don't know who's going to play second base. I forget where Brock was. I think Nooney was hurt, so everything had to play out right. And I think I played out everything in my mind, and I was like, we don't have anybody to play second base. And I just went up to Rags. I was like, hey, I can play second base if you need me to. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I take ground balls every day. You know, this is my time. So he said, all right, you go to second base. And they put Pearson right. And before I went out, I said, hold on, Rags, you want me to go to second base? And he said, yeah. And that was
and the ball finds you.
Yeah. Those 4 or 5 innings were probably the most fun I've had in a long time.
Do you know every inch of right field, every nook and cranny? Because you see other guys come into town, and even good fielders have trouble because they just don't know where everything is. There's no foul territory. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you know, I think I love it just because I can just run. I mean, I think that's where guys kind of get confused, you know. It's so deep out there. You just keep running. And I think that, you know, obviously that's where the speed comes into play. And, you know, any outfielder, if you let Jackie out there at a big outfield, you just let him run, he's going to catch everything. So I think that's what we dream of.
So when JD's been out there, right, and you've been at center, does he sort of say, you have, like, this part over and I'll take the pesky pole or what?
I think it's kind of understood. You know, I know. He's not too bad, though. He actually can go get it. For his range, so I know how to cover a little more.
It's always great seeing you. Thanks for popping out and helping us out a little bit here with the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. All right,
continued great season.
Good luck.
All right,
thank you.
Good seeing you.